Iran's freestyle wrestling team has won its third consecutive World Cup title after defeating Russia 6-2. The Iranian squad lifted the world title after trouncing four other teams. Iran cruised to the finals by beating Armenia, Turkey, the United States, and India. The Electoral Commission in Crimea says 95% of voters have cast their ballots in favor of breaking away from Ukraine and rejoining Russia. Crimea's government says the autonomous region will formally apply to join the Russian Federation on Monday. People are now on the streets there to celebrate the outcome. Crimea's referendum outcome has sparked international reactions, with the U.S. rejecting the poll and calling it unconstitutional. The European Union has also refused to recognize the referendum results. On the other side, Russian President Vladimir Putin has defended the referendum as legitimate and in line with international law. A car bomb explosion in eastern Lebanon near the Syrian border has left several people dead. Reports say two Hezbollah members are among the victims. The militant group Ahrar al-Sunnah has claimed the attack. It had earlier warned of attacks against the Lebanese resistance movement. The French government plans to adopt traffic-restricting measures to curb the increasing level of air pollution in the capital, Paris. The restrictions will come into force from Monday morning and could be extended until Tuesday. This comes as experts cast doubt on the effectiveness of these steps. North Korea has test-fired 25 rockets off its eastern coast into the Sea of Japan. Pyongyang had earlier announced that it would strengthen its nuclear deterrence to counter foreign aggression stemming from the U.S. and its regional allies. North Korea's military measures have sparked regional and international criticisms. In Venezuela, opponents and supporters of the government have held rival rallies in the capital, Caracas. Thousands of anti-government protesters wanted to reach a military base, but police stopped them by firing tear gas. Meanwhile, supporters of President Nicolas Maduro also took to the streets to highlight the government's food programs. And fresh data on the fate of a missing Malaysian plane shows someone had disabled one of the radio systems minutes before the passenger jet went off civilian radar. Meanwhile, investigators are busy probing a flight simulator seized from one of the pilot's homes. This is more countries are expected to join the search mission.